today. Thrilled to have him here. And what's a beautiful day today? You better enjoy it, right?
I tell you what, there is a lot of people reaching for Gatorade and ibuprofen in the city of Atlanta this morning, especially the Gen X folks from Pearl Jam.
Gen X, is it
45 to 60?
So okay, I would say 45 to 60.
45 to 60. Yeah.
So Pearl Jam doing another night last night at
sold
State
out
Farm.
Two shows this week.
Yeah, they're not playing many cities, you know.
No, they're not. So they're playing. They're going like here. Oh, I met a group of dudes from Kansas City last night at the bar, and I was like,
they flew in for that.
Four guys, yeah, yeah, dude. They played that. They played a little live. You know, this crazy about that. I saw him interviewed with Howard Stern, and that's true. His mom lied to him about who his real dad was. You know,
wow.
Yeah, and it was a guy that had been coming to his house all these years. He thought it was a family friend, and I was like,
"So when they played,
it was wild.
When they
so
played,
that opening verse, where he said, what you thought was your dad was nothing but a lie." Yeah, man, it was crazy.
When they're playing this riff,
dude,
are people just losing their mind.
I mean, absolutely. There were more ACLs torn when they got up. When they hit this verse, this was the last song they played. You hear when he say, "What you thought was your daddy was nothing but a lie." Dude, his voice is so clean. It's incredible how clean it is.
I just talked to a friend of mine, two of them. I said, "How you doing, brother?" Crispy, very crispy. So folks were getting
Very proud of my generation because I'm telling you, Steve, I haven't been anywhere that long in a long time that my age group freaking got the energy in that building. I don't know if he plays the crowd like this every night, but he was like, you know what? This place is so rocking. We're giving you two more.
Well, I'm going to tell you why it was such a great crowd, because he's only playing a few cities, and people are flying in for this show. It's not like they can wait around and hope they roll through the town. So Pearl Jam was in town.
Oh, by the way, I got an emergency meeting in Nashville next week. They're playing that night.
Right. Are you going again?
Yeah.
Real?
Yeah.
Your wife have a good time?
Yeah, she had a great time. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, fun night at State Farm Arena. Great sounds.
Yeah.
Iconic band. Speaking of wives, I've had a very busy morning. A lot going on.
Oh, boy.
So, I got to get focused. I got to get to, you know, the matter at hand, which is make sure we do a phenomenal 2 hours. But happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Kimberly, celebrating a big birthday. Almost turned into an epic. So, she's 54 today.
Fresh as a mountain stream.
So
fresh as a mountain
stream. She had a notion.
How many years y'all been married?
22.
Kimberly.
22 years.
Send me a DM. I'm going to get you a statue made. You know how they got a Rocky statue in Philly, and then they got a Nick Saban statue in Tuscaloosa? There's going to be one on 400 of Kimberly. There's she said, I survived.
One in Brookhaven. One in Brookhaven.
One in Brookhaven.
So she
happy birthday.
She was going to do a Studio 54 party.
Oh, wow.
Her and her girlfriend. And I don't even – you want to talk about we would have had some casualties. We would have had some major –
See, what had happened was –
So my 40th birthday we had at our house, which was 18 years ago. And we had the early party, which was a normal 8:30 to midnight, 12:30. People left.
Yeah.
And then our basement, we said, this is going to be our late night.
Oh, man.
So –
wanted the smoke.
Only about 30 or 40 people stayed for that.
How many people came for the day party?
I don't know. It was a big party. But anyway, my mom was getting up for her walk at 6:30 a.m. and bumped into a couple of people stumbling around the kitchen.
Laid in the grass. You mind the yard?
No, people were still up, dude. It was not a
good. Holy smokes.
I know. And then we had to drive to 30A that day.
Oh.
I know. It was a lot. But anyway, so I had this vision when she said, I'm going to do a Studio 54 party. And I was like, oh, man, I don't know, but whatever you say, darling. But it did not come together. But we're going to be over at Solomon Brothers later today. We'll get a great
shout
meal.
Shout out.
And my daughter's final day of high school was today.
Man,
so just I came from there.
I saw the video of the senior drive-in.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll say it. You don't have to. I know I went to public school. We had a little different curriculum. But when you go through something like those kids at Pace Academy and the extra study and those types of things, those kids blowing off steam this morning.
Yeah, they were
been through
crazy.
A lot, man.
I was thinking that too. But you know, every senior, seniors in general, dude, the pressure, the anxiety. I don't care what school you're at, what high school. Senior year is stressful. Where are you going next year? You know, what's the next phase of your
especially
life?
These kids, man, because now there's social media and everybody's like, where are you going? You got to make your picture. You got to make your post. How many likes you're going to get? You know, we'd never seen your trip, but like, hey, man, we're going to Panama City. If you got $80 this week, I do too. I'll meet you at McDonald's Wednesday morning. You know, there was no social media post. You know, it's like now you have to do graduation parties.
Plus trying to get into Georgia. These kids start at 12 years old trying to get into their favorite school, right? Especially Georgia, and then the heartbreak. Listen, every senior, be smart, but you owe it to yourself. You're definitely different than we did. You're working harder. There's more pressure. There's more anxiety. So I love seeing those kids going crazy this morning.
Steak, they were so scared of the 1991 Pepperell class, and they rightfully so. They called us at 10 a.m. on the last day of school and said, we're having an assembly for y'all. And we're like, oh, man, they're about to get us an award. Steak, we all got to the gym, and as God is my witness, some of my classmates can testify to this. They said, guys, you got 30 minutes to be off campus. Congratulations. Y'all leave. They sent us home.
They were just done with
they were
you.
Worried today. Oh, they were done with us.
Were you that wild?
Oh, dude, we were Animal House. And we just had won the state championship.
Right, so like, we were
varsity blues now around there,
right,
for sure.
So you're in a fairly small town.
Oh, my God.
You won the state title.
Oh, man.
And you're smelling and yourself some, in the early 90s.
Our girls were characters. We had some characters. Everybody.
So why'd they bring you to school to tell you what?
Well, everybody goes to school. Back then, everybody went. They went on this, like, you're out the last week.
So you left early.
They sent us home.
Mean when you say central, I mean they didn't want you there the final week.
They didn't want us there. No, we had to go the last day of school. It wasn't back, but
okay. But they didn't want you. What?
At 3 o'clock, we had some stuff planned.
Oh, okay.
And they said, you know what?
For 3 p.m., you were
at 10:30. Clean your lockers
and get out.
And we'll see you at graduation and practice tomorrow.
What did you have planned?
There's no telling. We were flat. I tell you what, that one of our kids left on a Bronco, on a top of a Bronco 2. And there's a long road right in front of all the offices. This kid is standing on top of the Bronco 2, and he is flipping off.
Oh, my God. The administration.
I mean, we left with a bang now.
Oh, dude.
I'm telling you, we had some characters.
That's some dumb stuff right there, right?
We had some characters, man. But
well, anyway, to anybody's going through
we turned out well. You wouldn't believe it. But they probably looked at
some successful group.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. Crazy successful.
You never would have looked at that
never.
Group.
Man, we had more principals. One of the wildest kids in my class is one of the biggest lawyers in Chattanooga.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
All right, so let's get to the weekend at hand, and let's get to our 9 at 9. We will get to pretty interesting night in the NBA and a hero shot for sure, but the Dodgers are in town, and there's two big stories. The best team money has ever bought in the history of baseball. Just look at the starting rotation that's supposed to roll through town this weekend. Yeah. And then, of course, will the games get in? Because the weather does look good for this weekend.
Unfortunate.
If you have Dodger tickets and you looked and circled this on the calendar, the Dodgers are coming in with Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts and that great pitching staff and all those stars. And you said that weekend be perfect, right?
Early May.
You know, to roll the dice if they get everything in. Grant Holmes tonight, what is it? Yoshinobu Yamamoto?
Yep, he's got a 1.06 ERA.
Number one.
3-2. He's probably the early Cy Young favorite, I would imagine, right now. Bo, you think he's the early Cy Young favorite tonight?
Probably so. Yep. But, I mean, you're
6 weeks. Yeah. But he's Grant Holmes, 4.50 ERA. Couple things I always like to update when I come in on Fridays. When the Braves came home 0-7, they were – Now they're 14-9 since then, and they're still 6 games out. Last week they were 6.5 out. They've been 7-3 last 10.
Yeah, you understand. I don't care about anything till you get to 500. Just the key was
chopping wood
is that you needed, and I think you were 1-8 after that first homestand. I think you lost 2 out of 3.
And we had a rain out.
2 out of 3. You're 1-9 maybe, but whatever. Yeah, what rain out? That's
rain
what it
out,
was.
Yeah.
If you get to 500, you have righted the disaster of week one, which was filled with all kinds of stress. So get to 500. Almost happened against the Rockies. Chris Sale looked amazing.
God, man, poor Chris Sale.
Yeah, you just didn't get it across. So Schorlenbach going Saturday. Bryce Elder supposed to go against Dustin May on Sunday. But the weather will be a factor. But the pomp and circumstance for the Dodgers, obviously a big deal. Last night, first score, Clippers make it to Game 7. If you hadn't heard, 111-105, they tie their series at 3-3. The Nuggets and Clippers tomorrow night, 7:30.
Denver is absolutely on fire for the Nuggets. I will tell you who they're not absolutely on fire for, the worst professional team I think I have seen in a long time, the Colorado Rockies. When I tell you fundamentally fly balls landing between two guys, missing cutoffs, I don't think they're
Chicago White Sox bad from last year. They're horrible.
I think this is the worst team that I think I've seen potentially.
Meanwhile, you know how you become a hero in New York City? This is how.
Down to 12 seconds. Brunson holding. Knicks trying to wait till the end. Brunson puts up a three. Bang! Bang! Jalen Brunson hits the three.
Jalen Brunson, 40 points on the road at Detroit, and the Knicks move on. Dude is an absolute stud.
Who will the Knicks get in the next round?
Celtics.
Yeah. Celtics. Madison Square Garden. Yep. Those Celtics games.
Celtics.
They're not
Knicks.
Beating the Celtics.
No, they're not.
I'll tell you, they're not beating, but those environments will be insane.
Boston Cleveland is going to be a heavyweight matchup we have not seen. Those teams, nobody talks about Cleveland.
Would that rival the Cavs Golden State games?
In terms of stars on the court,
yeah, I think so.
There's superstars everywhere. They just won by 60 in Miami. I mean, just think about how good Cleveland is. They had two winning streaks, more than 10 games during the year. A couple of other quick things. Kentucky Derby, lots more on that coming up. Obviously, we talked about journalism as the favorite. And what else you need to know coming up over the weekend? I don't know. We'll talk maybe a little college baseball update on Georgia Tech. Weather will be the story for a lot of this weekend, trying to get stuff in. So it's high school baseball, it's soccer, it's all these tournament games you're trying to get through.
Shout out Pepper Dragons, Elite Eight.
Group in baseball.
Of kids that have grown up together. They swept Bremen last night. Got a chance to win a state championship, in my opinion.
All right, when we come back, lots to get to this morning. Either it means everything to you, or maybe it just doesn't. The saga of Luka Doncic and the difference of him and the superstars that we grew up with. Wait till you hear what Laker head coach J.J. Redick said about his team and really his player. Be careful when you say
Little Debbie's.
Be careful when you say that trade was awful or that draft pick was awful. Last I checked, the Michael Penix pick was not a bad one for the Falcons.
Dude.
Was the Mavericks trading Luka an example of we know more than they do.
What do you think their GM thought this week?
Happiest guy in the world the other night. Nico Harrison.
You think he gave a couple I told you so text internally?
Well, I'll tell you this. Having them out in five games, he was the happiest guy in the world.
Oh, man.
We'll come back. Lots more. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. .923 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's what I will tell you.
And I'll tell you a story about that song he said last night. Go ahead. You saw
it. I'm going to tease something.
Uh-oh.
In 15 minutes, and Bo can attest to our pre-show meeting. I can't give you a lot of details, but Rusty has talked to a number of folks about the Falcons' first-round pick. James Pierce.
Yeah, one of them. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And these are guys that
face him. Yeah.
Prepare for him in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah.
We'll have the inside word on what are we getting in James Pierce right from sources within the SEC.
And I wanted y'all to hear it so it's not BS.
I don't know how much you can tell us.
Y'all heard one of the calls.
So Rusty made a call to a guy that his job was to spend six straight days figuring out this kid.
And some offseason. Because you do
and
prep,
the offseason.
And you do prep for games
so
like that.
So we will tell you, Falcon fans may not like what they have to hear, or they may be like, oh, yeah, baby, let's get this thing going. But Bo and I were front and center to hear what this guy had to say about it. Just tell you he's in the SEC, and we'll talk about that coming up in the tailgate because that's part of what we do here is hopefully give you insight that you're not going to get anywhere else, and I certainly wouldn't be able to give it to you, so that's the beauty of having Rusty here. Now you can tell us about
two quick things. Last thing, we'll talk, but it has a lot of Pearl Jam this morning. Dissident, that's all we came into right there. Eddie Vedder told a story last night. They rarely play that anymore, which is a very popular song, one of their best songs ever, in my opinion. But he said they recorded that 30 years ago in a live show at the Fox Theater. And he said the acoustics were so good that night that he's never told this story. He said on the album Versus, we spliced in a lot of that concert on that album. He said the acoustics were so good. He also said they wrote 4 albums in the city of Atlanta. He goes, we spent so much time. He goes, Piedmont Park, Fox Theater. He goes, I've been around a long time, boys.
That was cool. Fox Theater has had some iconic stuff go on there, not to mention the Allman Brothers and stuff that has rolled through.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. But I mean, legendary bands.
Prince's last show ever, kind of. Large.
Was?
At the Fox.
At the Fox Theater.
He flew home and didn't make it.
Unbelievable stuff. Anyway, you know, it was part of what we talk about is the beauty of the soap opera of sports. And you're paid to have an opinion. And, of course, we're going to have an opinion on the draft. We're going to talk about James Pierce Jr. coming up later on as well. But the reality in all this stuff is the real assessment of any draft is 3 years down the line.
Correct.
Most likely.
Like signing classes.
Yeah. Like signing classes, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
And you can attest to ones that were overhyped.
Yep.
The famous Mark Richt. What did he dub that class?
Dream Team.
The Dream Team, right?
2011.
Right, when he was able to go out and basically grab
Isaiah Crowell, Malcolm Mitchell, Jay Rome, Ray Drew, who's the 5-star who wound up
was the final piece who he just mentioned as running back
Isaiah Crowell.
Yeah, when he walked in and they had a
puppy.
Well, they also had a picture of like one spot was missing, but they had everybody else on the dream team saying this is the final spot.
Yeah.
Anyway, it didn't exactly work out the way they would have liked. Some of those guys were fine, Malcolm Mitchell and Isaiah Crowell and whatever, however you want to look at their careers. Mm-hmm. So, listen, when Nico Harrison trades Luka Doncic in the prime of his career, it felt like one of those times that you don't need to wait 3 years to say it was one of the dumbest trades, one of the most irresponsible moment for a general manager in history of sports, right? You don't trade Jackie Robinson in his prime. You don't trade Magic Johnson from the Lakers. You don't get rid of guys that are legendary Hall of Famers when they're just getting going, and just led their team to the Western Conference Finals.
First team All-Pro, All-NBA, right. By the way.
Well, there's been a lot written, and I've read everything I can read about it, and there was a divide between Nico Harrison and Luka Doncic's team. A lot of it was on his training, his commitment, his attitude. There was a rift there, and at the end of the day, they felt like they could not live with that guy being the head honcho, the big dog for that team. Well, I will just say this. Watching that game as closely as I did the other night, Luka Doncic bears a resemblance to a really good JCC player.
He looks slow.
He looks
non-twitchy.
Paunchy. He looks
round.
And I mean, we're joking. He's not a guy that's going to be, you know, he's not LeBron James with muscles. He's never going to be that, right? But the point is, he looked plodding. He looked out of shape. He looked the amount of heat he took on national radio and TV for his defense. Now, remember the famous Brian Windhorst rant last year when the Celtics ran right through the Mavericks, and he's talking about Luka Doncic getting teed up and Luka Doncic whining. He said Luka Doncic needs to decide who he is because the Boston Celtics targeted him the entire series, and that guy can't play a lick of defense.
Not one out. He can't get back either.
If he misses, did you see when he was hanging back there?
Dude, when he misses a shot close to the basket,
yes,
and he's either griping at the ref, you are at a disadvantage because he don't even get past half court.
I think, we got a lot of things to talk about here, but I want you to understand that Rudy Gobert had 27 points and 24 rebounds.
He was hoping they played 3 more games.
So, yeah.
I need some bonus.
So, they had a plan that they could survive without a big guy. Anthony Davis is a rim protector. Anthony Davis is in great shape, not always healthy. And at the end of the day, Nico Harrison saying, I got Kyrie Irving, I got Klay Thompson, I got Anthony Davis, I got a good supporting cast, and I'll take our chances against the Lakers next year. And unless they find Lucas somebody, or he decides, there's two kinds of athletes, those that live and die and breathe for their legacy and everything about their life. LeBron James spends $2
million
a year.
$2 million a year. The one thing out of the Michael Jordan documentary, what I respected the most, because I grew up watching him, But what I learned about him was he didn't care if he was your friend or not. He would push your ass as a teammate. He pushed you and pissed you off to where you were scared of him and to where you had to come up to his level to compete. I think LeBron has that in him. And if Luka does not respond to that, either LeBron will be gone or Luka will be gone
at
some point.
But the problem is it's about 6 years too late for LeBron because
– No. But the offseason for LeBron, he's going to tell Luka.
What do you think that guy is going to do?
Who?
Is he going to – is Luka Doncic going to live in a gym for the next 4 months and transform his body? Or is Luka Doncic going to be the same guy he's been for six years in the NBA?
We're going to find out.
Here's J.J. Redick yesterday. I love what he says about his team getting absolutely embarrassed in the NBA first round.
I'll start with the offseason and the work that's required in an offseason to be in championship shape. And, you know, we have a ways to go as a roster. And certainly there are individuals that were in phenomenal shape. There's certainly other ones that could have been in better shape. That's where my mind goes immediately is you know, we have to get in championship shape.
Who do you think he is talking about? I mean, who do you think? You think he's talking about Dalton Connect, who never gets off the bench? You think he's talking about, was it Jackson Hayes? He literally just insert the word Luka Doncic. Are you committed to this thing or not? And I'm just talking about athletes in general, right? If you watch the Celtics documentary, Larry Bird's career ended way, way early. Why? He just knew only one way to go, right? Which was all out.
Yeah, but you also
balls to the wall.
You got fouled back then too. It was a physical game.
But dude, he's diving for every loose ball. He spent his entire offseason. There's a year when they got eliminated. He said, I will punish myself. Literally said, I will punish myself in the offseason at a level to make sure that never happens again. And Michael had the same mindset, and they're the great ones. Kirby said, I want guys that love to play the sport, right? Yeah. At the end of the day, the money and the age, all that stuff, it's going to play itself out. I want guys that love, and that's what we're going to talk about, the Falcons draft pick, and did we get the right guy or not. I know Luka Doncic loves to be a superstar. I know that his skill set, passing, shooting, and rebounding, is unlike anybody I've ever seen. But he is a bloated, out-of-shape superstar that sometimes guys never meet their potential. Here's Charles Barkley telling you something else. The Lakers, they're just not a good basketball team.
The Lakers, I told you 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, the Lakers aren't a good team. They got two really, really good players, but they're not a good team. ESPN just swings on them like they choke, like everything tastes like chicken.
Amen.
But the Lakers are not a good team. They're going to lose either this round or next round, but more likely this round. But they just, they're not very good. This is not the Lakers' year. And people think I hate on the Lakers. I told you, the Lakers aren't a good team. But ESPN was just swinging on them like they were damn King Kong.
NBA ratings are absolutely up like crazy. Why Luka and LeBron in the first round? That was before they got eliminated. But
he
knows. I
was watching Laker games for a while.
Yeah.
I was finding out what time they came on.
Is watching a kid in high school and not seeing him reach his potential goes back to what ultimately? More often than not. When you see a kid and it doesn't
not
work out.
Not being able to adjust when you face adversity. When everybody's as good as you.
Right.
How are you going to react when Nick Saban's in your you-know-what? Are you going to pout up? How are you going to react when Kirby Smart's in your you-know-what?
Is it outworking guys, too?
No, it's not outworking guys. I find more times that they don't have that switch and flip it because they were the best player in high school. Everybody kissed their you-know-what. And now they get here and they're like, wait a minute. Everybody's just as good as me?
Yeah, where for Luka Doncic, he's going to have to decide if he wants to
be one of the top five. We're about to find out what his DNA is.
Yeah.
Real quick.
No, we will.
We're about to find out real quick.
This is a humiliating offseason.
Because I know what LeBron's telling him. Get your ass in the gym.
Yeah, no doubt. And figure out what nutrition looks like. Let's start with that. Hey, when we come back, I know what I want at Falcons quarterback behind Michael Penix Jr., and I've never been more sure about it. Also, James Pierce Jr., did we get the right guy? Mm. What does a guy that game planned for him say? An SEC coach. What did he say about him? Rusty will tell us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I wonder, 940, I wonder if Pearl Jam looks around sometimes and think in 1990, do we think in 2025 that we're going to cram 17,000 people into State Farm Arena on a Tuesday and Thursday night in the city of Atlanta? Just, I wonder, like looking around last night, like, how in the hell did we get here? It's a crazy story with him. They find him. He was a security guard in San Diego, and they bust him up. And he had written that song Alive, so they kind of play it with Pearl Jam. He's like, I got a song. They hear him sing it off a demo. They're like, you need to come up to Seattle.
Let me ask you a question. So you got those tickets last night. You were in the Odyssey box?
Odyssey box. Thanks, Mike Conley.
How aggressive were things in that box? People were getting after
they
it?
They were getting after it.
What'd your wife think of that scene in there?
No, she was fine. She's a music. We were dialed into the, right, the music for sure.
You're not. Rusty Rocks is not about Pearl Jam today.
No. I've already done
it's
Pearl
over.
Jam.
Yeah. It's over. Oh, you did it already.
We did it a couple weeks ago. When they,
what can we expect from Rusty Rocks later?
A lot of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, right. We got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All right. Let me say a couple other things. Todd Graffinini, the voice of the Pelicans, who's really a friend of the show and a character within the show, he reached out to us. He said Pearl Jam's playing Jazz Fest this weekend in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the headliner on Saturday, which is 100,000 people at that. I've been to Jazz Fest countless times. That'll be great. But, you know, I said to him, this is the only guy I've ever met in my life that lives in New Orleans, doesn't like music, and doesn't like food.
Huh?
He's not into either one of those things. So I said, you need to pipe down. And then it got me thinking about our ongoing conversation about Dyson Daniels, because he's such a homer. And I was like, you blew that trade. We fleeced you.
Oh, dude.
Dyson Daniels.
We Chris sold him.
He was on the
We Chris sold him.
He was on the morning show, Dyson Daniels, this morning. The most likable.
Absolutely.
The most exciting young player. An absolute guy averaged, what, 4 a game last year? Now 14 or 15 a game this year. You know, and I just want to say to him, much like what's going to happen to the Saints this year, you're going to be looking up at Atlanta. And just like Dyson Daniels. So, Graf, I know you listen every day on your walks. We fleeced you. We Chris sailed you.
Chris sailed
you. DeJounte Murray, even if he wasn't injured, you'll never win with that guy. He doesn't want to be, you know, he doesn't have the chromosome. So, Dyson Daniels in Atlanta, we won. Keep walking. And what are they doing at quarterback in New Orleans?
I know this.
Who did they draft, a quarterback? Kid from Louisville? Who
Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck. Yeah, there's a lot of people. Now, he's like 26,
who
right?
Who is the guy? He's 25.
25.
Been at school for a minute. He was the guy they were looking at.
He was in the same class as Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Saints tight end Juwan Johnson, and he played college together.
Yeah.
Juwan Johnson's on like his second contract.
So I reposted a workout that Nick Chubb put in this week, which was, if you haven't seen it, it's absolutely non-human what that guy is doing. He jumps up flat-footed, hits the ceiling with his head in the weight room. If you hadn't seen it, it's insane. I post the thing, and I'm like, prediction on Nick is the Commanders or the Bears for me. And the Saints fans dig into that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the Saints want him with Alvin Kamara so bad.
Well, they're going to need to play.
I was like, dude, that
they should just
not
hand
happen.
Nick Chubb the ball and keep it close and play ball control. That roster.
When I tell you he's pissed off, and he looks fantastic.
So he's got a grudge. Oh, he's got something.
He's always got a chip.
He's got an axe to grind.
He looks good.
He's got an axe to grind.
The Browns drafted two running backs. Don't think for 1 minute that dude don't. That's like Michael Jordan said, he walked in a restaurant and somebody didn't talk to him. Those type of people are wired like that.
Yeah.
They draft two running backs, and Nick Chubb 2 days later puts out one of the most impressive things you will ever see.
In terms of the
ever.
Workout.
Ever.
I want to say this, too, and then we're going to get to
Don't go to the Saints, tailgate. Nick.
Don't go to the Saints.
Lots of money down there in New Orleans to spend.
Is that what it is?
They're going to make a move.
Nick,
they have still like
they're going to make a big
dollars.
Move.
Nick, don't do it.
All right. I really feel like we have been through hazard pay in Atlanta, right? Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, Kirk Cousins injury, or whatever that was last year, 7 straight years out of the playoffs. Now we look like we figured it out in the draft. Like we had a moment. So that other nonsense with Shador and everything else, that's behind us. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward. And I don't want anything to mess up what I believe is a trajectory now, thanks to those two number ones, thanks to elite players. Drake London's an elite player.
Yep.
Drake London is the best in the NFL, maybe, going up and getting it a 50-50 ball like
big,
nobody,
big
right?
Big body.
Bijan's about to have an absolute breakout year, third year.
Yep.
And the best thing about him is Tyler Allgeier's still around to take carries away so he doesn't, you know, because they want to give him the ball every single time. Michael Penn, I don't want anything to slow down what could happen. And I think Kirk Cousins, in the quarterback room, to know that, God forbid, something happens to our starter. Because it's not I'm jinxing Michael Penix Jr. It's not that he's injury prone, he's had the injuries, which he has been. And not even, because more often than not, your backup quarterback is in the mix in the NFL.
Oh, gotcha.
And if you don't have the right guy, then we're going to be here week 14 and go like, well, you know, if Penix didn't get hurt, we would have been fine, but we put in, you know, insert name, right? I don't want... He's the greatest insurance policy. We're not going to get that much money back. We're not going to get a high draft pick. Keep him in the room, and you know he'll behave. You know he lives in Atlanta. Okay, it's a little awkward, but it's really not. It's a business deal. And as Zach Robinson said, Kirk Cousins as our backup, not a problem.
It's been fine. You know, we're obviously, you know, just getting back in the building. Kirk's been here, you know, a handful of days, and so you know, for us, it's just we're just going back to work. And for Kirk, obviously, he's in a role that he, you know, ended the season in as a backup, and would expect him to, you know, just like he did last year, just be there for Mike.
There are plenty of guys like Joe Flacco that were the babe, the boy, the star, won a Super Bowl in Baltimore, and later in their year are veteran backup quarterbacks.
Correct.
Kirk Cousins, a absolute stellar backup older quarterback. And I want him here because I don't think we're going to get enough back. And I don't want any – moment of us sitting here going, well, what if we had had the right, you know, if Penix didn't have that happen, even in one game if he had, goes out. I want Kirk Cousins run on the field healthy.
You would think that Kirk Cousins would want that moment to play lights out, to say, I told y'all I was the guy, and if you don't do something with me, I'm going to be gone.
Do you think that for one second when we were sitting here last offseason, we were talking about Kirk Cousins being done in a year?
No.
And
no.
Be done in nine games. So if you don't think there's a storyline that the Michael Penix Jr.
We were
thing,
saying they didn't get enough to help him by drafting Penix. I was.
Right.
True. I mean, I'll be.
You got a
I'll
guy that's not. You drafted somebody in the top 10 that is supposed to have zero impact on
correct
your team. Zero. So you don't know the storyline of how seasons play out. Marcus Mariota was off the roster by week, what, 11? He wasn't even on the team. He was like, right? You know, Desmond Ridder is going to be out of the NFL, and Arthur Smith told us he was our quarterback of the future. He's going to be out of the league. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen to Michael Penix Jr. I'm hoping he's going to stay healthy and light it up and everything else, but I know that you're not getting enough back to risk. Yeah. Like, yeah, you've got a great backup quarterback that knows the system in your room. Sit tight.
We're in a window. We're in a window.
This is it right now.
With offensive players.
How did the Lions? Exactly right.
We're in a window.
Look at the Detroit Lions roster the way it was built, right?
Yep.
Can Michael Penix be as good as Jared Goff? Yeah, Jared Goff was great. But Jared Goff was the reason the Rams said we didn't win a Super Bowl. They threw him out of Detroit.
And they hit on some draft picks.
Okay. What'd they do at running back? What'd they do at running back, right?
Jahmyr Gibbs. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is Bijan as good as that?
Yeah. Close. I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're certainly top three or four.
So we don't have Aiden Hutchinson.
Saquon and those.
But isn't there a chance that one of those two guys reminds us of, in terms of impact, of Aiden Hutchinson and what he did, right? Possibly.
Should be.
As a star.
As a pair, round, for sure.
So we're positioned now, finally. Finally, we got a gift at 15, right? The stars aligned.
Yes.
They gave the Falcons a frigging gift.
Yes.
Was there ever a moment, you and I have been doing the show for the last 10 weeks, do we ever say that it's going to fall into place?
No. Zero. We were 1% chance.
Jalen Walker.
We didn't even talk enough about Jalen Walker. I was mad because we were going to play him twice.
You were almost like, dude, stop talking about him. He ain't going to be there.
Yeah. I mean, even Randy.
Every time
Andy,
I brought it up to you, just like, he ain't going to be there.
Randy and Andy, too, afterwards, would be like, hey, Jalen Walker's not. We were all on Michael.
I love when Mike Bell was Mike Bell talk. Every time talking about his walks in the morning with his, what's his dog's name again? Best dog in the world. Ike. And he's got that one Falcons fan. Oh, what are we going to do now? Another Falcon mess. Or, he's like, nothing in the world could happen. This guy's not going to be Mr. Negative.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you want to be that way? They got it done. They got two impact players. Yep. Or did they? Let's figure it out with the tailgate. Before you got on the air, you said, I want to make sure when I get on, I've talked to somebody that has coached against.
I wanted you to hear it, too.
James Pierce Jr.
Correct.
So the word back on this kid from a number of folks, but a coach in particular that is not one to throw bouquets.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, so I reached out to a couple teams over the last week about James Pierce Jr., and I said, hey, man, what was it like facing him? What did y'all think? And the theme was, that dude's really good. That dude was a problem. We had to game plan against him. We had to make checks toward him because we know we had to have protection. So I called one guy this morning. I said, hey, I'm about to do radio. I'm not going to say your name, but can you tell me what it was like and what you thought about James Pierce? You heard the response. He goes, he's a really damn good player.
And this is a guy that doesn't just say that just like to throw, off the cuff.
No, really good damn player. And he said also, he added for us, he goes, all that stuff you heard about those character stuff at Tennessee, that's not what we heard about him. You know what I mean? So
he was coached
Rodney
tough.
Garner coached Rodney him. Garner. Yeah, Rodney Garner coached him tough. Like
everybody knows that Rodney Garner is in
hard the, ass.
Right?
Hard ass.
So he handled it?
So there's no telling there. I know this. The Falcons met with him and his mom the day before. That's how serious they were. That's not the – I guarantee they went to his high school. Granny and Michael said they went to his high school counselor at Peach County.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
how many years away from that is he? 4 years? 3 years?
Yeah.
This is – listen – this
Georgia
is how
recruited
you
his kid really – Kirby Smart recruited his kid really hard. The reason he didn't go to Georgia, he didn't think he'd get on the field early. They were loaded.
The reality is the turnaround of the Atlanta Falcons runs through James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker to go along with one of those guys, Zach or
Xavier Rojo, too.
Or Arnold Ebiketie, or like now all of a sudden we're not seeing – remember how bummed I was in the draft? I was saying like – What are we going to do? We're not adding anybody, any impact at 15 that can affect, next season. Well, these guys can both affect next season, and Rusty got it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
How big a deal is this Jared Curtis recruiting battle between Dan Lanning and Kirby Smart?
Well, I mean, in the day of what's probably going to happen with rev share, how much money you're going to spend on a quarterback, this one's not cheap. He has an agent. He has a complete team around him. He's the number one quarterback in the country for OwnThree.com. He's the number one quarterback in the country for ESPN.com. Monday, he will make his decision at 4:30.
Are you having any sense that there's momentum either way?
He quit. Well, I'll say this. If it's Georgia, the decision, if you remember, Juju Lewis was reclassified. But when Juju Lewis at Carrollton and Jared Curtis – in Nashville, we're in the same class. Georgia went all in on Jared Curtis. That meant a lot to his family.
Told you one of your daughters you won't get to speak to for 6 months, won't get to see her or speak to her, right?
Mm.
You have a favorite these days? Is it one you're communicating with the most?
Well, I mean, obviously me and Kaylee are in the same work world.
Okay, so Kaylee gets –
Molly Venmo me.
She's daddy's favorite right now. You don't get to talk to her if you get it wrong.
Oh, God.
If you get it wrong, is he going to Georgia or is he going to Oregon? Because I don't want to say $500 because I know you're a Georgia fan.
I will say Georgia with very little confidence right now.
Very little confidence.
Very little. Like, this is – he shut it down. He quit doing –
You can't even text her. No. You can't even email her.
He did.
And you're going to say Georgia.
I will say Georgia.
But you'll
Georgia.
Be nervous that maybe you two may not communicate for 6 months because you're not going to be shocked if he picks Oregon.
You know. Yeah, I mean, I'd be nervous about this one. This one's an old school. Listen, Steak, Sunday, Oregon's going to be in his house for about 8 hours and Georgia's going to be in his house for 8 hours. Sunday. That's it. You don't see the kid again.
What town is that?
Nashville.
Okay. What goes on? How many coaches are there?
I think Georgia bring two or three. Kirby Smart and Dan can't be there. Mike Bobo be there, probably James Coley or somebody.
What are they doing all day? They having a barbecue?
Yeah.
Watching film? What are they doing?
Spending time, man.
How do the other girls feel about the fact you just were so easily just threw that out there?
you got three other daughters. They all, because Kaylee and I are in the same.
So, like, that's what they say about Sophie at my house, Bobby and Nola.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're just like, oh, yeah, yeah. Sophie's,
let me tell you something.
Sophie's your number one. I said, that's not true. And they just look at me and go, come on, Daddy.
Listen to me.
She's the one on the radio. She went to Georgia. She's the one that is Tom Brady obsessed. Yes. Are you trying to tell me that she that's the team? It's like Team Sophie and Steak. I told him it's not true.
Uncle Rusty is proud of Sophie right now. She's living her best life on Instagram. Oh, yeah. I'm living through her. Concerts, girls' trips.
Did you see
it? Oh, gosh.
They were in town this week.
Oh, I heard the story. You said they came home and put on a show in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. I've never seen women attack like that in my life. I didn't know young ladies could eat like that. And I say that with all due respect. They're beautiful, you know, thin ladies.
Yes.
But when the boys aren't looking and it's late night, hello, ladies. Kentucky Derby, how do you bet it? What's the party, proper party attire? My buddy, he's a fraternity brother that wrote the greatest outline of the Derby I've ever seen. And I said, you're coming on the radio, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Hey, it's 10 o'clock on a Friday morning in the great city of Atlanta. My name is Steak. That's Rusty. It's the Steakhouse. The fastest 2 hours in radio. The Dodgers are in town. All that money, all those MVPs, all that hype, all that Dodger baseball, the world champs are rolling in. Freddie Freeman, just a few years away from winning one here for us, gets one then for them. But the question will be the weather. Bo, what are you hearing as the guy that's working down there all weekend? I mean, you could have some long days ahead.
Today we may get a little something in the middle of the game, but I'm more worried about tomorrow
night. Looks like the one.
And then Sunday night will be all right.
Sunday night looks fine.
So then they'll play
as of now, but you know how that stuff.
They'll play a doubleheader Sunday, the early game, and then they'll be on Sunday night baseball. I assume.
Let's hope none of that happens.
Yeah.
Let's hope it just blows.
Don't put that in the universe.
Get it out. Just stay out of there. I will say this: the Dodgers and the Braves. One of my first memories. My dad took me to a game. I believe 84, 85. It was such a huge rivalry. We were leaving Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in traffic, and I remember people walking around with L.A. sucks T-shirts, and I was begging my dad for one. I couldn't wait to wear that thing to school. He's like, "We're not getting an L.A." You know, but people were walking up your car and you're like, "Hey, you want to buy that?" I mean, the people have this rivalry. And remember Brett Butler and all that going back out there playing for the Braves, going to L.A. I mean, this was Fernando Valenzuela and them.
Listen, this is one of the iconic uniforms in all of
no doubt
professional
their
sports.
Their stadium's terrible, by the way. I don't
Chavez
care.
Chavez Ravine?
Dude, that stadium is terrible.
Well,
I don't.
Have you been?
Yeah, I've been by it when I'm in Georgia play TCU.
Well, Graf, another problem with Graf, who's listening, and I hate to keep talking about this guy because he's texting me in the breaks. He's an enormous Dodger fan. He's a Saints fan, Dodgers fan, and like, you know, he carries on and on. We'll see if all the money in the world can buy him a championship.
They're trying to pull Ohio State.
Right. Which is, everybody said Ohio State spent more money, got more
guys. And I heard Ryan Day say, we didn't spend to win a national championship. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way it is. You paid your players to come back. Jack Sawyer, you paid them to come back. Travion Henderson, you paid them to come back.
How about where some of those Ohio State players are in the draft and the impact they could have?
Yeah.
Some of them going later than you think, household names, but not.
Yeah, no, let me tell you something, though. You take a guy like Jack Sawyer, what was he, like a third or fourth rounder? That's what he was going to be last year. He just went and got more money. He just got more money to stay at Ohio State.
What do you think of the. What do you think of the running backs?
Travion Henderson is a badass dude. I'm telling you right now, if he stays healthy, I loved him in high school.
New England.
Dale McGee was so locked in on him. I was hoping he went to Georgia. Quinshon Judkins is kind of a handful from what I hear.
Yeah.
Off the field.
All right. Where did Judkins go?
Ole Miss. Judkins went to Cleveland.
Oh, he's one of the two running backs.
They took him and the kid from Tennessee, who I freaking love.
All right. So here's the other thing. I'm going to a big derby party, and I'm, my wife's birthday weekend, and today my daughter's graduating high school, so we have to gear the weekend.
Is it outdoors? I'm sure.
No.
Indoor.
It's in a. I'm a very simple guy. Yes, you know that about me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's in an airplane hangar at PDK.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the guy wheels up involved?
I can't say much.
All right.
I'm just going to tell you.
Let me ask you one question. I'll get off. Are you going to Miller Brothers?
I went.
Okay.
Done.
That tells me what type of event.
Yeah, I already went.
All right.
And I don't, I'm not a big shopper, but I was like, I need you to go next level.
Yeah.
So So I've already gone. I shopped. This is important to my wife.
Greg took care of it.
It's going to be a big deal. Greg and Robbie were there at Miller Brothers yesterday. And I'm like, I don't have a lot of time. Just derby party. Let's go. What are we doing?
Dude, it was like it was like a pit stop. A pit stop at NASCAR. They jacked you up. Here's what you need.
Exactly right. It's like it was like a pit stop. I got a, what's it called, pocket square.
Oh,
bro,
dude.
I'm going to dominate tomorrow.
Dude.
I'm going to look like Anthony Edwards running by Luka tomorrow. I'm LeBron. I'm Anthony Edwards, and all those other dudes there tomorrow.
Can we get
tomorrow,
an Instagram story on this, yeah, please?
And all those other dudes tomorrow are a bunch of chumps because I went to Miller Brothers. But I was like, my wife, she knows I'm betting on sports anyway. But like
when did I get out?
Yeah, but the derby's when she like wants to really get into it.
She can play.
Right, she wants because she loves the whole hype.
Oh yeah.
So my buddy, fraternity brother, has a derby preview email he sends out, which is so detailed. It's like an MIT thesis. I can't keep up with it. And I was just like, dude, you need to come on the air. Brian Lewis joins us. How long does it take you to write that email every year? I mean, that thing is like the detail in that thing is insane.
You know, I spend a week or so, a few hours per day, looking back at previous races, watching all the previous races.
Watching?
And yeah, you can watch all the previous races right on the internet.
Yes.
And so, yeah, which is important. And then it takes me, you know, 3 or 4 hours to put it all together. Come up with some clever stuff.
Now, not only is he a great, you know, Atlanta guy and a fraternity brother, and I don't just, you know, we don't just put every, you know, dumb fraternity guy that carried on at Tulane on the air. I mean, there's a reason. Give us your track record on the Derby over the last 10 years. With that email you send out.
You got it. So I just researched this. I've been sending the email for 19 years, and I have picked the winner in 8 of the 19 years,
wow.
And my subscribers to the Lock Line have won on 9 of 19. There was a period from 2006 to 2016 where I won 8 of 11 derbies, starting with Barbaro in 2006. Going all the way through Nyquist in 2016. During that period of time, I won 8 of 11. The last few years, we've had a lot of bad racing luck, a lot of rain, and things like that. So it's gone a little cold, but last year we were back on the winning circuit. We had hit the nice $280 exacta last year, so we're going to keep it going this year.
A couple years ago, the horse, I think he was 80 to 1. Have you ever seen anything like that, how far he came and how quick he got to the rail? Because I will never forget that, how that happened. I mean, what was the deal on that horse?
It was a great move. Calvin Burrell, Louisiana boy, he loves the rail, and he got a perfect trip.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
And, you know, it all set up perfect for him. It was one of the best rides ever.
All right. So splitting those horses was unbelievable.
So there's a lot of folks here that have never been to the track. They don't know a ton about it, but tomorrow they're going to be at a party or they're going to be on their app or whatever it is. Give us betting the Derby 101 or betting horses 101, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of what you like tomorrow.
You got it. So really, when you are betting a race, when you have a race this size, so this is actually, in my opinion, probably the greatest sporting event to bet on, because when you have 20 horses, 19 now, when another horse just scratched this morning, your chances of winning a tremendous amount of money are unlike any other sport. So what I think the thing to do is choose a horse or two, and you want to bet them to win, come in first place, come in first or second place, or show, come in first, second, or third. So you can bet win, place, and show.
Yep.
That way, if your horse comes in first, second, or third, you're going to make some money. The other way, the way where you can make a ton of money is by betting an exacta.
Yes.
So that's where you pick the first two horses in any order. So
any combination.
Correct. You could do an exacta, like an exacta box would be, you just pick two numbers, 8 and 9, an exacta box. And if those two horses come in first and second, in either way, you win a ton. That's the one where I was talking about last year, a $2 bet paid $282. And that was literally not even the biggest long shots in the world. I mean, one of the favorites and like a middle of the pack horse.
Mm.
So that's the way where you make the most money in the Derby. That's how you really, really can clean up,
right,
is by hitting the exacta.
2 minutes left. Brian Lewis with us. The favorite, Rusty, tomorrow is
journalism.
And we ask you, why the favorite? What about pole position? I think he's at 8. Is that right?
Correct.
And give us, are we staying away from the, I hate betting the favorite anyway in these races. You'll tell me what to do, but go ahead and break down the race. You got about 90 seconds.
You got it. So Journalism is the favorite. He's not as good of a favorite as in the past. The problem with Journalism is that in 4 of his last 5 races, he's raced in 5 horse fields. So you got, he's literally only beaten 4 horses each one of those times. So like you said, he's going to be in my exacta boxes, but I'm not going to bet on him to win just because, look, you can 3-1, not to mention it's going to be raining more than likely tomorrow, so we have no idea how he's going to handle the rain. So what I'm going to be doing here is I'm going to be going with number 9, Burnham Square. He's a gelding. If you remember the horse Funny Side, maybe 10, 15 years ago, he's a gelding. His jockey, Brian Hernandez, won the race last year. His speed has been improving every year. He should be coming from middle to the back of the pack. And he won the Bluegrass Stakes last race. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be putting in I'm going to be betting Burnham Square to win, place, and show. I'm going to be doing an exacta box, 4 horses here, 9, Burnham Square, the favorite, Journalism, number 18, Sovereignty, and then I have a off-track special. So in the event that it does rain, like it's predicted, horses that have run in the rain have an advantage because you know they've done well. So number 16, Cold Battle, 30-1 shot is going to also be in my exact box.
What number is Journalism?
8.
Journalism is number 8. Number 9 is my first selection, Burnham Square. 18 is Sovereignty. Yeah. So the exact box is
18-16.
A $1 bet will cost $24.
Brian, so I'm paying for wins.
$1 exact box, $24. And if either the 9 or the 16 come in there, you're going to win hundreds and hundreds of dollars for $24. So
that would be my play. All right, I got it. Now, so, I got 4 horses, however you want to bet. We got 4 horses now. That's what we wanted. Where are you watching
go
tomorrow?
Go with 9.
Where are you watching tomorrow?
I am watching. Tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm having 6 or 7 couples over to the house. So we'll be watching. I got the mint juleps all ready to go. So,
That's going to be
good.
That's not going to be a sober bunch by 7 o'clock, right?
Correct. Whew. Correct. And especially after we hit the exacta, it's going to be a big celebration.
Let me tell you something. If you hit the exacta, you're going to be a hero on this radio station.
Let me tell you something. This is the largest radio station in the South. The information, if you hit the exacta, I'm going to be your new agent.
Yeah, I was going to say, he'll have a job in media as a journalist. All right, Brian. We'll talk to you down
the road. All right.
See ya. Burnham Square, 9-8-18-16. We'll play buy or sell. Oh, Rusty Rocks, all kinds of stuff coming up. Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Stake Shapiro, Rusty Manziel. Thanks so much for being with us. Next segment, we'll hear from J.J. Redick. I love him. He's dogging Lucas so bad. Do you have any doubt that's what he was talking about in that cut?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about one guy, and you're talking about offseason being out of shape. There's nobody on the Lakers that's out of shape.
I was thinking.
Our right guard, who's trying to guard Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit.
How about Anthony Edwards' victory lap in L.A.?
What did he do? He was running around. I didn't see it.
He walked around the whole place in the parking lot. I sent y'all's ass home. You didn't see it? Some people were talking junk to him. He goes, I sent y'all's ass home. Remember y'all said Lakers in 5?
He was in the parking lot saying that?
He walked around the entire arena. You hadn't seen that?
No.
It's awesome, dude.
Will you send me that?
Yeah.
All right.
It's great.
A couple of things. We got a Spasadel gift card, $250. So let me just tell you. Today. So, and you can't get it for any. You may need it for one of your daughters after you just came on the air and basically told us what your favorite daughter. I don't know, dude. No. I heard. Hey, $250 Spasadel gift card includes a 60-minute Swedish massage, followed by a floral facial. For all that mom does, she deserves to be pampered at Spasadel. Also, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. I went and shopped for my derby party. Where did I shop? Very simple. Where did I shop? $250 gift card to whoever calls Bo right away.
My goodness.
Good stuff. right? Hold on, what's that? What do you say, Mr. Bo? Caller five. Wow.
Oh, changed it up.
He's not just going to let it happen like that.
He went to the bullpen, baby.
Hey, what was your thoughts on, we talked about the draft in the first round, the Shador. Listen, you cover all these guys.
I don't care what you think about Deion Sanders. I don't care what you think about Shador Sanders. I don't care what your opinion on any of those kids are. The amount of time that goes into preparation from those kids to have that moment and to have some damn punk take that moment from him. Stake, I'm not going to say who I know. I know one person that got a call, and they're watching it thinking they're about to get picked, and it wasn't them. That kid's mom was extremely.
Yeah.
Now, you think that's right?
No. I mean,
hell no, it's not right.
It's,
no.
It's.
Now, listen, he's young. I'll say this. The kid's young. He made a stupid mistake. He's 21 years old now. And I heard Randy say, when you're 21 years old, you can fight. Like, you're not getting a whooping from your dad. You can fight.
Right.
Now, 21 years old, you know right from wrong. You got to learn from that. But I'm just telling you, man, that is absolute BS to take that moment. And then for somebody to video it. Like, I don't know how it got out from Shador's side.
Listen, you have to be a kid that is a little bit – If you're not entitled, you just don't have any regard for other human beings. Man. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, my 13-year-old knows that's a super mean thing to do,
Absolutely.
Daddy.
Absolutely.
Mean. So if you want to be mean to people and you want to hurt people, then that's your mentality. Sorry, you're 21 years old. You do a lot more. You can go fight for our nation and you can, you know.
Did I ever tell you about getting in trouble for the steel mill, the prank I pulled?
No.
So you're talking about 1999. NASCAR was prime time. I printed a sign-up sheet in the break room and taped it to the Coke machine and said, if you're at work 60 days in a row, sign your name up. We're going to put you in a drawing for some pit passes and NASCAR tickets in Atlanta.
Just to be in a funk. Yeah.
About 3 days later, the plant manager calls me in, and he's laughing. And he said, I know it was you. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, look at the amount of vacation slips from people try to put off that Friday because they think they're about to win NASCAR tickets. And that was wrong of me. But yeah. That's not harmful.
No, that's lighthearted.
That's a prank.
That's lighthearted fodder for
when
the,
you
for
get
the office.
Get into somebody. Listen, for this kid, you take this moment as the low point and you realize what a dirtbag move that was. And then you try to correct it the rest of your life. But that was an absolute – my dad would absolutely – it would be absolutely bad deal for me.
Right. It would be a beating. That would not.
I mean, we're about $100,000. I'm worried about my dad losing $100,000.
Oh, my God.
My dad lost $100,000.
Well, listen, it's relative, but it's still
real
good money.
That's real damn money.
No, that's real money. Yeah, he's not making $3 million a year.
He cost Arthur Blank.
That's unbelievable. Listen, I'm going to tell you that what fascinates me the most is Jeff Albrick, the dad. And imagine in an office where you're not getting fired. You're the I mean, you can't get fired because that's just not going to happen or anything else. Walking by that man in the office, walking by him on the practice field, walking by him at the stadium, you want to have your head down. Like, can you imagine the humiliation of knowing that's my brand new boss, a billionaire owner of an NFL team. That is my boss's boss. And I just cost that man not only $250,000, I cost him the shine.
The publicity of
the shine
what y'all
of the draft.
Did. Yes, yes,
like,
I agree.
I don't know if you hold your head high or how many times you're going to apologize. That has to be the most uncomfortable moment that never is going to leave that guy unless they go win a Super Bowl and he can hug Arthur Blank at the post-game party and say, all bygones be bygones, because that dad is going to feel absolutely – the level of, like, wanting to shrink within himself. Oh, Arthur's coming. Arthur's coming. Like, imagine having to walk by him.
Two solutions. You either don't tell the kid and you announce it on TV, he watches it general, or you FaceTime. That's it.
Yeah.
You FaceTime him, we're making the pick.
Yeah, but
or you do real.
You got to do it in advance, though. Also, you heard the whole thing is that Nike gets it first because they have the jerseys made within 20 seconds.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they got to let them 2 minutes before Nike knows before anybody else in America.
Yep.
All right, you want to do Rusty Rocks?
Let's do it. Already done Pearl Jam about a month ago when I said Pearl Jam was coming. I was already excited. But big news, I think 2 weeks ago, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees for this class. And I heard everybody, you know, talking about one particular group I thought was already in, but they weren't, and they go in. But these are top five songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee class this year. Number five.
I like this category.
You'll like this one. Bad Company. Real good lake music. Pull up in the cove that afternoon. Little summer.
This was not energy. The one that you thought were already in, though, right?
No. These I'll let you know guys. That. Everybody know that.
Okay.
Number four. This is an all-time classic. You want to talk about moms and Gen X having fun? Play this song somewhere. Cyndi Lauper. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Kimberly and Her Girls. This comes on.
I wonder if. A
couple of bottles of wine in. They're dancing.
Cyndi Lauper's had a career, man, in terms of everything, the wrestling history. When you watch that.
MTV took her to another level.
Yeah, when you watch the Vince McMahon.
Captain Lou Albano. Captain Lou Albano.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That came out of nowhere, that whole storyline, wow. Right?
Number three. Very underrated band. Love this song. White Stripes, baby. Seven Nation Army. This is a stadium anthem.
Oh, my God.
They play this in Athens. That place goes bonkers, man.
Do they? This is
they'll play it in there, yeah.
Bouncing up and down.
Oh, they go crazy.
For a Georgia Saturday in the fall,
especially
right?
At night. They'll turn on like third quarter or something.
I've been trying to convince her to use this as her walk-up music.
Who?
My daughter.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah. Dude. That's awesome. I know she's wired right then. Number two. Got a chance to see one of these band members last night. They honored him on stage. He's now a two-time member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who was the drummer last night for Pearl Jam. Soundgarden, Chris Cornell, fell on Black Days. One of the most unique voices that has ever lived.
So he's the drummer on Pearl Jam.
Yes. I can't remember his name, but they called him out last night. He was in Soundgarden. He was in Pearl Jam. So he's going in as a two-time Hall of Famer. Number one, I didn't know. I would have lost a bet. I heard Randy and Andy talking about it, I think, Monday or Tuesday. They thought they were in, too. I already thought they were in. They've made this a million times. This is our band. This is our city. This is our group. Outkast, baby.
Is this your favorite song by them?
I've got so many, but this is like my – this is the one, man. This reminds me so much of Athens. This coming out during that time. You see them. They were young. Great video. Love the song. Elevators, Outkast. Congratulations. We need them both there to play.
Don't worry about
the damn piccolo and the paper flute, whatever you're doing, man. Just celebrate together.
November 8th at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles.
I believe, did Steve Perry sing one song with Journey? I think he did.
Did he?
If they can, my God.
Oasis is back together. Black Crowes are back together.
It's amazing.
We're just looking for a song.
It's amazing with those Bills.
Those Benjamins, right?
Yeah. Congratulations, man. Outkast.
All right, good stuff.
Our group.
We're going to play By or Sell with Rusty. We're going to play Three Strikes. We're going to get you ready for the weekend. Fastest 2 hours in radio.
We got a winner?
Who just won 200? BJ in Decula. You're going to have a nice time, BJ.
My man.
Oh, yeah.
Give that to your mom.
Who knows
what's headed. Use it for yourself, man.
All right. Sports Radio 929. Hey, 1040. How's everybody doing on a Friday in the Atlanta area? The Odyssey app, if you don't have it, my gosh, I have all these buddies. Oh, my buddy Jeremy Levison. Great guy. Talked about him for years. He said he listens to my show later in the day, and he loves it. Jeremy, for that, you get a mention on the air. You can listen to this show at 1 in the morning if you're having a hard time sleeping. You just go downstairs and put on us. You can listen to us long ride ahead, listen to the last three shows, whatever it is. Get on the Odyssey app today, and also follow us on social media at Steak Shapiro. I think I'm going to I'm taking my wife out for lunch for her birthday, but I also say we have to film a menu item, a sandwich. She doesn't love when I post on social. Do you think I need to just put the phone away for the lunch? I said, we're going to go for lunch, here, but I need a new.
No, here's my motto.
Yeah.
Because I get in trouble, too. Like, right. You want those Amazon boxes to keep coming?
Well, I'm going to Salmon Brothers. This is how we pay for Salmon Brothers. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, people want to see me eat a chicken parmesan sub. I don't know.
That's everybody has their gift. I've been waiting on all weekend. Like, when are you posting that?
Yeah, I know. It's been slow. So somewhere there's a doctor at Emory working on, you know, neuroscience. Somewhere there's guys like Arthur Blank and Bernie Marcus, may rest in peace, that have incredible philanthropic endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's meat and a Cuban sandwich. Everybody contributes in their own way to society. This is my contribution.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Here's
like, is that even a question?
Here's our three strikes questions. This is, I'm going to ask you to think, and I'm going to ask to take every single call, like 8 phone lines today for this.
All 8.
The backup quarterback with a special place in your heart. I was talking about Kirk Cousins.
DJ Shockley.
Yeah, starter and backup. But when he was
behind,
he was
David
a
starter.
Green. Yeah.
But he didn't wind up being a starter, but.
Backup quarterback with a special place in your heart. I don't consider him a backup quarterback. Well, he was in the NFL, right? He was a backup quarterback in the NFL. So, rate your mother-in-law, scale of 1 to 10. Rate your mother-in-law, scale of 1 to 10. I'm having dinner tonight with my mother-in-law
because
it's her husband's birthday. We're going up to Kaiser's in Sandy Springs. It's a busy day. This is one of those days where Mr. Stakey's not going to feel good about himself tomorrow, especially because I'm – you know, the lunch, the dinner, the derby.
Graduation.
It's going to be
parties.
A bloated version.
Oh, boy.
You see me Monday, it'll be a bloated.
Your ankles Sunday, you're going to be so swollen. Good Lord. Cankles.
Rate your mother-in-law scale of 1 to 10. I have a great one, so that's.
Same.
And your richest friend you have is in what business or where they made their money. So you just were talking about how successful you idiots were.
I've got
at Pepperell. Right?
Yeah. Well, they don't, not but.
What's the rich, do you know the richest friend you have?
Yes. He was involved.
What business?
Just, it'd blow you away. Orange and yellow safety vest.
What?
Everyone that you ever saw in Home Depot and everyone you ever saw in Lowe's came from this gentleman.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He doesn't worry about it.
Business.
He doesn't worry about his power bill.
All right. So we do that. I'm going to play JJ Redick, then I'm going to play buy or sell. You think that Luka Doncic was a no-brainer? I don't know, man. I watched Anthony Edwards toy with him the other night. The dude looks heavy, bloated. Of course he has back issues because, you know, older guys that are fat, and I'm not saying that we're fat, but we ain't skinny, right?
We're not getting paid by the Lakers.
Right. But my point is, yeah, you shouldn't have lower back problems. You see him? Did you see him the other night holding his back? Could barely get up and down the court.
Yeah.
That's fitness. That's nutrition. That's some, you know,
we have to
regiment.
Get in championship shape as we're watching the
ESPN. Well, let's hear J.J. Redick saying this, I think, just about Luka.
I'll start with the offseason and the work that's required in an offseason to be in championship shape. And, you know, we have a ways to go as a roster. And certainly there are individuals that were in phenomenal shape. There's certainly other ones that could have been in better shape. That's where my mind goes immediately is you know, we have to get in championship shape.
He just laid it down. What are you going to be in this offseason? What are you going to be when you come back? Because Nico Harrison says, I'm coming back with a Mavericks team that I've built that's ready to win a title. And I can tell you what won't happen is Rudy Gobert won't have 27 points and 24 rebounds against Anthony Davis. That was the worst group. You know, LeBron started at center the other night?
Yeah.
Had to start at center.
Yeah.
That's Anthony Davis's rim presence, protector presence that is unbridled. Bo's going to take another call, and then we're going to play buy or sell, and we're going to get all this in. We're going to get it all in, and that's why we're the fastest 2 hours in radio. 404-726-0929. A backup quarterback with a special place in your heart. Rate your mother-in-law 1 to 10. A richest friend, what business or how'd they make their money? I'll say Doug Flutie is a backup quarterback because Beck Ditka wouldn't put him on the field. And then in Buffalo.
Steve Young.
Yeah.
He backed up Joe Montana.
I mean, I followed Doug Flutie's career like crazy. In the NFL, everybody dogged him because of his. And then you go to the CFL, win MVP every single year. And then in Buffalo, the Rob Johnson-Doug Flutie controversy, the two of them. So
I forgot about that.
He's got a special place in my heart. All right, let's do buy or sell. By the way, John Foy, game of the night. Did you say it can't be the Braves tonight?
Yeah.
So what's it going to be?
Can't be the Braves?
It can be the Braves. It can be the Derby tomorrow.
Yeah.
9-8, 18, and 16. That's your box. 9-8, 18, and 16. Braves and Dodgers tonight. What's the matchup? Grand Holmes.
Yamamoto.
And, Yashin Nobu. Yeah. Yamamoto.
Yeah, don't even try to. Yeah.
I did okay there. All right, buy or sell, Shedeur Sanders will be a top 8 quarterback sometime in his entire career.
Sell.
What'd you think of him dropping the way he did?
Deion messed it up.
These teams don't want to deal with this, with the noise. Is that what it is?
He tried to big time owners, in my opinion.
The biggest brand in the world, the NFL, and they were like,
we're not dealing with it.
The Texas game is the toughest home game for the Dogs next year.
I sell that because they're 1-6 versus Alabama. That's the biggest game. He has to get past that hurdle. He's already beat Texas twice.
Braves should get a lot more heat than they do for letting Freddie Freeman go, which you don't really hear a backlash.
No, I sell that.
Do you know how little that contract looks now, though? 6 years at 160?
Yeah, but I mean,
all right. Listen, you're loyal.
Yeah.
You're a loyal man. Have shotgun to beer in the last 2 years.
Sell. Shoot tequila. Yes. Shotgun to beer.
I think we were at Lake Raven. No, Lake Burton.
Lake Burton.
And somebody dared me. It was in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom. I haven't grown up that much. Let's play you this cut.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
Bill Belichick will be fired by Carolina before he gets a third season.
Fired or he leaves?
Fired.
I'll sell that. They're all in. I think he.
Why?
I don't think he'll be there 3 years.
Why do people as powerful as the board at Carolina,
they wanted the name.
I know they want the name, but he's embarrassing everybody.
Well, they didn't know he was bringing a 24-year-old CEO with him.
I did give credit to Colin Cowherd or somebody who had this take. No, it wasn't that. It was a radio station I was listening to. I don't remember which one. It was on one of my Instagram. Mm. If you want to be 73 and sleep with a 23-year-old and you're a neurosurgeon, right, you don't bring her to work with you and say, help me out here. Give me the scalpel.
Correct.
Like, no problem. You want to be 50 years there, you know, like, she. You want to give her the money and the clothes and everything else. They don't get to come to work with you.
Yeah.
Right? They don't get to write legal briefs. Right? So that whole thing is just.
I got a 24-year-old, and if Bill Belichick called her, yeah. I got one left in me.
Yeah.
I would hurt him.
You would.
I would hurt him.
Aaron Rodgers will have a very good season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's no question he's headed there, right?
He's going there. I think they got great pieces.
I do too, dude.
Yeah, I buy that.
I don't think he looked bad.
They got great pieces, man.
I don't think he looked bad into last year at times, and I think he's got two wide receivers that are ready to ball out.
Dude, yes.
It's time for the Steelers to have a new look. Could eat 20 Oreos in one sitting right now without blinking. 20.
Oh, I buy that. I wouldn't want 20. To, but I could. I could eat 20. Oh, yeah, I could eat 20.
Arch Manning will be in New York next year for the Heisman weekend. Arch Manning will be in New York for the Heisman weekend. Buy or sell?
Oh, my gosh, boy.
That's a good one, right?
That's a good one. I am going to sell that. I think he's 2 years away.
Women actually look less sexy in hats. And I'm talking about the Derby parties I'm going to.
Women look
less sexy in hats.
Yeah, I don't like those big old damn
I don't like them either.
No.
Give me a beautiful flowing, you know, blonde, brunette,
give you a good ball cap at
a
the
ball,
beach.
I totally agree.
Dude, if it fits right.
Yeah, I would say a baseball cap can look great, but I don't. There's
good
nothing.
Tan, good tan. But then sombreros, no. You can't see the face.
With some jeans.
Looks like you're wearing a satellite dish.
Yeah, I don't. Ladies, you may enjoy dressing up. It doesn't make you look
okay,
better.
That's okay, yeah.
Anthony Edwards is must-see TV.
Buy the absolute hell out of that. Because now he's showing his personality.
Did you send me that clip of him walking around?
I will.
Don't do it yet.
It looks like Ric Flair.
The Ranch Dorito chip belongs on the Mount Rushmore of chips.
Oh, my God.
The Ranch Dorito.
You know what? That's a damn, I'll buy that. I like it. I'm regular.
Everybody knows the color of the bag and the brand and everything else, right?
I'm regular there. I'm sour cream and onion.
Love sour cream. Ruffles.
Ruffles.
Ruffles, sour cream and onion is my Mount Rushmore.
And, oh, man, maybe both Doritos.
I don't think we've ever heard of this in Rusty Rocks. I'm not sure why, so I'm going to ask you. Okay. Reggae music, buy or sell? Reggae music, buy or sell?
Boy. God, that makes me want to go back to where I went to in January.
But they never
you know
get any love.
I don't know what you have. I don't know. We've been, I would buy it though, dude.
You do. You're a reggae
music
vibe,
man. Such a vibe.
I don't know how many more times Outkast is going to make Rusty Rocks, but God bless them.
Well, they're the number one.
Bob Marley never touches it, but
I'm going to have to go back too. I think Marley made it once. I'll go back and look.
All right, go back and look. That's buy or sell with Rusty Manziel. All right, I think we got a good three strikes ahead. I told you it's busy. We got a lot going on today. 404-726-0929. The three questions: a backup quarterback with a special place in your heart. Rate your mother-in-law 1 to 10. And the richest friend you have, how'd they get the cash? Let's do it. My wealthiest friend, not complicated, Rusty, commercial real estate, strip malls. Is that commercial, right? Strip malls.
Yeah. I've got
He's got so many.
Coaches football makes a little bit of change, but I'm talking about like guys that
You know a few guys that coach that do pretty
well.
They
do well.
All right, Kareem in Atlanta, give me a backup quarterback with a special place in your heart.
Steak and Rusty, what's up, fellas?
Morning, Kareem.
All right, Steak, I gotta go with my boy Bobby Hebert, man. You know, I met Hebert one time.
Good call.
No bigger thrill than getting to work with Bobby as many years as I did. Rate your mother-in-law 1 to 10.
10++++. I love me some Marietta Coleman.
And the richest friend you have, how'd they make their money?
Trucking and real estate.
Okay. Mm. Thank you, sir.
You know what, Kareem knows how to do this.
Yeah, he's clean. And
keep him on the bat line.
Brad in Villarica. Hey, Brad, backup quarterback with a special place in your heart.
I'm gonna go with Stetson Bennett, backup in the NFL.
He's had a great offseason, and the Rams didn't take a quarterback. Tells you got some confidence.
That's right.
Yep.
Rate your mother-in-law scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to give her a 10 because the daughter's a 10 and she's a 10. So,
the richest friend you have, how'd they make their money?
Jonathan Hall. He's a parking lot maintenance guy. He makes money on striping and patching. Good guy.
Wow. Brad, how old are you?
I'm 34.
You know Brandon Talbert from Villarica?
Yes, sir, I do. My oldest brother graduated with him. And he also went to school with Ken Shackelford.
Pretty good athlete, but don't tell him I said that.
All right, David and Alpharetta, the backup quarterback with a special place in your heart.
No, special place in my heart and all the Buffalo Bills' hearts, Frank Reich.
Oh, man, that comeback against, Tennessee?
Houston,
yes. Wow. Forgot about that. Yep.
Rate your mother-in-law on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going with the other guys. I had a wonderful mother-in-law, 10+.
The richest friend you have, how did they make their money?
Internet security software, thank the Lord.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a great business.
Yeah.
That's a great business.
That's one of those you don't worry about your power bill.
All right, buddy, thank you. I think we're done here.
Good calls, man.
We've done our work here. I'll put that 3 strikes up online as well. Rusty, I'll see you next week, right?
You will not.
All right, dude, what's going on?
Well, we had a big acquisition this week on 3.
Oh, why didn't we talk about that?
Maybe we want to get back from Nashville. I got big meetings.
Big moment, right?
That was a huge deal. Huge
deal. Good for
you, buddy. Huge deal.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Brian Lewis.
Go Braves, man.
The pick is Burnham
Square. Yes, sir, Brian.
Burnham Square. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day.